We are learning Maseches Eirvin, Daf Pei Amud Aleph, and we are beginning four lines from the top of Pei Amud Aleph. The Gemara said before that when you're mezake the shituf, you have a barrel of wine, and you want to be mezake, you want to give it to the rest of Rei Mavi for them to be included in the shituf. So it says you give it to your big children, or to someone else, to be zeich in it, and you have to make a hagbah, a tefach. That's what the Gemara said for. You have to make a tefach. Zog the Gemara, meisveh. Ketzim ishtat, memavui. How do you make a shituf in the mavui? Mevi'in chav v'shal yayim, v'shal shemen. You bring a barrel of wine, or of oil, v'shal tamarim, or dates, v'shal groigos, or figs, v'shal shar mine peiroiz, or any other peiroiz, im v'shaloi, if it's yours, tzarech lezakos. You have to be mezakeh to everyone. You have to give it to other people, not to be koine it for the people of the mavi. You have to mezakeh. V'mishalahem, if it's from their money, you had their yayin or shemen or tamarim by you, tzarech leidia. You don't have to be makneh to them because it belongs to them already. You have to let them know that you're making erev. What's the reason? Rashi says the reason is because halacha is that if someone's makbid alei ruvoi, he doesn't want anyone to eat from his stuff, it's not a good Erev. So you have to ask them permission to use their items to make the Erev. So that's Tzarech La'idia. You have to let them know. And then it says, Magbiyam and a karka mashu. You pick it up from the ground, a mashu. Here's the kashu. It says a mashu, and before it says, near tefach. And just to speak out, that Magbiyam and a karka mashu means going back on the first part of the brisa. Because when it's the other people's money, or wine, or shemen, when it's their yayin Hashem, and you don't have to pick it up at all because it belongs to them already. Magbiyam and tefach means when you're being mezakit, when you're giving it to them, then someone has to make a hagbah mashu in order to be kind for them. That's the Rashi Shita. Rashi says it before, right after the Mishnah. He says that when it says magbiyah, it's dafka when it's from yours, when you're giving it to them. When it's their own, you don't have to be magbiyah. All you have to do is be lohaydiyah. You don't have to be magbiyah. So being about a mashu, so Gemara has a kasha, you see that mashu is enough hagbah before we said a tefach. Gemara answers, my mashu nami to come a tefach. We also sometimes call a tefach a mashu. I heard a pshat, maybe the reason is because within three tefachim is lavud. So anything less than lavud, it's called a mashu. And therefore, avada means you pick it up a tefach. But the lashon is a mashu. The other rishonim, the Rashba or Tva, bring other rishonim that learn that even when you are using their yayin and shemen, you have to be magbia also. Because you have to show that this is nikkur, that this is an Erev. And that's how he learned this brisa, not like Rashi on the Mishnah. Zog Gemara Vayta. Itmar. Even though we just learned that the Mishnah says that when you have a shtuf mevoyes and you're using your own wine, you have to mezak it, you have to give it, you have to give it to the rest of the Bnei Mavui. Still, there are, we'll see, there could be some machlekes samarayim about this. Itmar. Shtuf mevoyes. Rav oma ein tzorach lezakos. V'shmul omar tzarech lezakos. A shita mevoyes, Rav says I can make a shita mevoyes without being mezaket to all Bnei Mavi, and Shmuel says you do have to mezaket. So Shmuel, we understand, it's like our Mishnah, that how can you make a shita without everyone being koinet? But what's pshat in Rav? So both Rashi and Tosis, Rashi later on, Sugi and Tosis right here on top of the Amud, says, ein tzarech lezakos, the reason is because since you have wine, if you don't give it to everyone else, they're going to make it also for you to carry in the mavi. So there's like a nansadi, the gomar umaknile. You for sure gave it to them. Even without doing the maisa mazake, you for sure want them to have it because you don't want to be usher. Which is still a little bit shver. I'm saying we're at a maisa kinyan. How does it work? Advice to us over here, you can makna something or even a maisa kinyan. Here, if we know you want to give it to them, that's enough. So Rashi, they don't have to mazake. Why? Because since they're ushering on you, gomar umakni. And Shmuel, how do you have to be mezaka? That's the machlokes by shituf mevoyes, which means when you're unifying all the courtyards in the alleyway. And the same thing we go for Erev Chaser, same machlokes. Erev Techumim, which means you put an Erev 2,000 amas away from where you are, and that allows you to go another 2,000 amas. It extends your Techum by another 2,000 amas. So Aruve Techumim. And when you make an Erev Techumim, you happen to be losing on the other side. You'll never get more than 2,000 amas from each direction. Here, Ruvi Tchumim means you're making a Mokim Shvisa in a different place. So let's say I'll make Erev Tchumim, I want to make one for you. Do I have to mezakeh to you or mezakeh for you or not? Rav Amat Tzarech Lezakos. I have to give you you know, be zeicher the peanut butter for you, whatever I'm making the erev with, after be zeicher for you, and then I can make an erev for you with that. V'shmul ama ein tzarach hazakus. You do not have to do any zikui. Now, what's found in Shmuel? You don't have to do zikui. Tosfos says three pshatim. Either Tosfos learns that it's that because Shmuel holds that by erev chatzeres, erev shetufim avayis, you have to make a zikui. Erev tchum, you don't. What's the difference? So Tosfos says three pshatim. Tosfos says that either pshat is because tchumim, you're not being kaina in a rishos. By Erev Chatzeres, you mean kaina his rishos. You all become unified into one rishos. Masha'inkim, Erev Tchumim, Shemakim Shvisa, so you don't need a kinyan. It's one pshat. Another pshat, he says, since you only do Erev Tchumim for mitzvah, so because of the mitzvah, Gama Amakni, you for sure gave it, similar to the Svara of Isra, the Gama Amakni. And the third pshat is that since you only Ma'arvim Elamadaita, Allah is, you can't be Ma'arv for someone without him knowing about it because he's losing his tchum to the other side. Since he has to tell you to do it, so it's like a zchiyah. But him telling you, go do it for me, it's like a zchiyah, as the Taisa says. Three different shatim, all a little bit, also a little bit shver. And the klal is, when it comes to these, there are one of things, we're more maker by kinyonim. Like Taisa said before, that's why tefach is enough. Usually you might need more, because we're more maker when it comes to kinyonim by these erevim. But like upon him here, we have machlekes, rav, and shmuel, and they're the opposite. Rav holds by Erev Chatzeres, Erev and Shitufim Avayos, you don't need Zikui. And by Erev Tchumin, you do. And Shmuel says the opposite. Erev Chatzeres needs Zikui like HaMishnah, and Erev Tchumin does not need Zikui. And we said three Pshat and Matthias in that. So Gemara says like this, Gemara is a Kasha. Bistam and Shmuel, Hachat now, here we have a Mishnah that Shitufim Avayos needs a Zikui, so that's like Shmuel. Shmuel is like the Tanan Mishnah. But Hachalait now, but Erev Tchumin, if you look at Daf Pei Beis, talks about the Mishnah of Erev Tchumim, it says, Ketzad Mishtatvim Betchumim, Meniach Esachav, Esam Reizel Chob Ne'imi. Doesn't say anything about Zikui. So Shmuel stims with the Mishnah. Because here it says, you have to Mezaka De Bnoi Bita Agdailim. And later on, the Mishnah does not say that. So Shmuel stims with Mishnais. Shmuel is good. First of all, Shmuel, Hakatran, Hakatran, El Rav, my time, what's Pshar Rav, Hakka Rav, where's Rav has a sheet like him that says that Chatzeris does not need a Zikui, and by Erev Tchumim does need, where do you find your idea? Tanoi, the Mar says, Tzmechagis Tanoi. And really, Mar showed that by Erev Tchumim, Tzmechagis Tanoi. Dom Rav, Dom Rav, Maisa Bekalosa, Shor Rebbe Oishia, Rabbi Oishia's daughter-in-law, Shehokal Beis Hamerchatz, she went Erev Shabbos to the Beis Hamerchatz, to cover Shabbos to go to Beis Hamerchatz. V'choshkelo, in those days the Beis Hamerchatz was out of the city, it was out of the Tchum, and it got dark, it was getting dark. And now, how is she going to get back? She's going to spend the whole Shabbos in the Beis Hamerchatz, not to Geshmak. So, V'irv Allah Chamaisa, her shvigar, made her Erev. V'bob Mais for Erev Chia, V'asa, Erev Chia said, no, she can't come back, it's not a good Erev. Omalar Vishmal Rabbi Yesi Bavloi, he calls Rabbi Chia Bavloi, he came from Bavel. Bavloi, he called Kachat Machme Be'erven, you're so Machme Be'erven. Kach Oma Abba calls, she has to call a Hokel Be'erven, Hokel. Anything, any cool you could do Be'erven, be Makel. So you see, it's Machlaikis Vishmal Aram Chia if it was a good Be'erven now. What was the Machlaikis? So a Boyalu, and the Talmidim had a Shiloh, what was the case there that made it problematic? So was it Mishal Chamoisa? Was the problem was that the food belonged to the Shvigar, to the mother-in-law, because they didn't do a zikui, that's why it's not a good erev, according to Rav Chia. And Rabbi Shmuel would argue and hold that you don't need zikui, like Rav. Or Dilma, the Shaila was, she gave, she did erev from the daughter-in-law's money, but Mishum Shlom Medaita wasn't Medaita, and we said we need erev Medaita. And what we look like is then, Rabbi Shmuel holds that in this case, Sanan Sadi, she wants to get back, she wants to spend the whole Shabbos in the shower, therefore, that would be the machlekes then. That's the Gan Yaakov speaks out. But like upon him, it was a shaila. What was the question there? The case there was that they made an erev from the mother-in-law's money, her food, and because she didn't do a zikui, that's why it wasn't good. And the same thing we find here. Rab Zera told Rab Yaakov, the son of the daughter of Yaakov. And Rashi speaks out, the reason he said the mother's name, because the father wasn't so hugging. He wasn't such a good guy, so therefore they said, Bray the Bas Yaakov. So Rav Zera told us, Rav Yaakov, Kimat is Hassam, when you go to Eretz Yisrael, Akiv is Il Suma Tzur, go the long way. Go around the Suma, the Tzur, it's on some kind of hilly way, a mountainous way. Ubayim my name Rav Yaakov Edin, and Rav Yaakov Edin lives around there, go ask him, if Ubayim my name Mishal Chamoisa Erevo, Mishim Lai Zichzlo, was the Shaila there because there wasn't it wasn't hers. The mother-in-law used food that was not belonged to the daughter-in-law. Or was the daughter-in-law's food, and the problem was Shlomo Das. Amalei, he answered, Mishal Chamaisa Irvala, it belonged to the mother-in-law of Shlomo Zichzla, and she did not give it to the daughter-in-law. So Akapanim, that was the question. Then what do you have? Machlokes Rav Chiya and Rav Shmuel. So Rav Chiya said it was not the good Erev, and Rav Shmuel said it was a good Erev. So Rav, who says that by Erev Techumim, you have to mezake to the other person, holds like who? Like Rav Chiya, not like Rav Shmuel. Our Mishnah says Erev Chatzeres needs a zikui, and Rav says you don't need a zikui. That Rashi says you have to say Rav Tana Apolog. We know Rav, who is a Talmud of Rabbeinu HaKadosh, so Rav was almost like a Tana. And Rav, Tana Hu Palug, Rav has a right to argue on a Tana. What's Halacha L'maisa? I'm Rav Nachman, Naktinon, we have a Kabbalah, Halacha L'maisa, Echad Aruvi Tchumim, Ve'echad Aruvi Chetzeres, Ve'echad Shtufi Mavoyis, that means Sai Erev Tchumim, Sai Erev Chetzeres, Sai Shituf Mavoyis, Tzorech L'zakas, you have to mezakit all the people, you can't use your own stuff and just make an Erev, you have to mezakit. How you mezakit? You have someone else pick it up for that person. I give it to that person, he makes Agba for that person. It means I give it to Reuven to pick it up and he's Zaycher it for Shimon. That's what you have to do. So that's all by Erev. And the Ritva already speaks out. This is not called like doing like a Kasil that does everyone's Chumras, because here every Chumra is separate. They're not toys that was there. There are three separate reasons, two separate things, and therefore you could be machmal like all these things. So the Gemara, by Rav Nachman and Shiloh, what about Erev Tavshilin? Erev Tavshilin is an Erev that we make that allows you to cook from Yontif to Shabbos. Really, you're not allowed to cook from one day of Yontif to a different day, but Yontif to Shabbos, if you make an Erev Tavshilin, you could cook from Yontif to Shabbos. So let's say someone forgot to make Erev Tavshilin before Yontif. Someone else can make an Erev for him. So at that, do you have to mezake it or not? Everything that's mezakeh for other people or not. Everything that's tzorech lezakeh, ain't tzorech lezakeh. Or Rav Yosef, my tibayle, what's your shayla if I have to mezakeh to another person? Lo yishmi lehoda om Rav Nachman ba'adam ha-shmuel, Reuven tashilin tzorech lezakeh. Never heard this thing from Rav Nachman Shem Shmuel, that Erev tashilin tzorech lezakeh. Rav Nachman ba'arav, Ado, said Shem Shmuel, do you have to be mezakeh? So Rav Nachman, who has the shayla, never heard that? Om le'abaya, pshiti lo yishmi le. Obviously, he didn't hear it. The yishmi le, if he really heard that, my tibayle wouldn't have had a shayla. Amalei, so he says back to him, is that a raya that he doesn't have shilas when he hears the things? What do you mean? He knew about Shmuel that says Ein Tzarech Lezakeis by Erev Tchumim. You don't have to give it to someone else. You don't have to mezakeh them. And he paskin, you have to mezakeh. So you see, if he hears memories, he's not really in the spot. He doesn't really care. So no, hachas, you're not happening. Bishlam hasham. Pligi Rav Shmuel, Pligi Rav Shmuel, a kamas like a chumra demar, chumra demar. They pass like it's chumra. Of course, he heard of it, but he passed like everyone's chumra. Aval hacha by erev tavshilin, he isa the shmile. If you would have heard this member that says you have to mezaka, mika van the polik. There's no one who argues. So why shouldn't he? Well, why does he have a shaila then? There's no one who argues on that. Just erev tavshilin shar chazakas. So obviously he didn't hear of it, because he would have heard of it. He would have no reason to argue. And Tosha speaks out that the halach is that v'chein halacha, he speaks out. So he's in Maisa, he speaks out. That's the halacha. He speaks out on the stupid voice. It's v'chein halacha legabe stupid voice. Erev tchumim v'chein pasuk v'shultas p'shar shvi v'shalach. The kulam shtrich mazakis. Erev tchumim v'chaseres v'voice v'erev tashilim. V'afakav the bayir of nachman erev tashilim mai hamasik abay l'shmi l'shmul. So that's what he passed. Everything needs a zikui. Zoyt maravaita. We're going back now to the sugya of Schirus and those things. Ahu Tarzina. Tarzina was a non-Jew, and he was like in charge of the watching the arms. That's why it's called Tarzina. Ahu Tarzina, there was this non-Jewish Tarzina that lived in the neighborhood of Zera, and they wanted to make an Erev, but they had to make a Schirus. On Malay, they asked him, Oigalo Rishus, rent us your Rishus. Loy Ogalu. He didn't want to do it. Also came to Rav Zeira, what should we do? His wife was easy to work with. So what about renting it from his wife? So he answered, a wife of a person can ma'ariv even if he doesn't want. Even if he doesn't know about it, you are still allowed to take an erev from his wife. And Tosfos speaks that already, that we have before Gemara, that Schir v'Lakita is allowed to give Erev. Even someone who lives there temporarily or works there is allowed to give Erev. So of course a wife. So in Chanami, he was just bringing a raya from a first halacha that a wife could do it. Another thing the Mishmaru speaks out, that if the guy is standing here and saying, no way, I don't want this schirus, then even then you can't do it. So let me know what that means. You know, even if the husband's not like, he's not allowing, you keep going, I don't want to do it, I don't want to do it, you go to the wife and do it. But if he's screaming right now and said, don't do it, then it does not work. Only works like shloi medaita, but it doesn't work if he's lahedya being moicha right now. Another ma'isa, the same ma'isa, who tarzina to have a shoes to Rabbi Yehuda by Aisha. There's a tarzina lived in Rabbi Yehuda by Aisha. I guess these chevra who watch the arms are a little tough to work with. Amalei, Oigle Choshuse, rent us your Rishos, Loi Ogulu. Also come to Rabbi Yehuda by Aisha. Amalei, Ma'ala Megan Vesu, could we rent from his wife? Loi Hava Biyadi, he didn't know, you know, Allah. Also come to Rabbi Master, Loi Biyadi, he wasn't sure either. Also come to Rabbi Yehuda. A wife of a person could do it. It says, a woman, the wife, who was participating in the Erev and or the Shituf, without the husband's consent, it's not a good Erev. It doesn't work. So it's a price and not like Shmuel. What's Pshat? And for the Gemara, not shver. Loi kasha, hard osa, hardly osa. The only time we allowed you to do it without his consent is only if he was asering your chatzah. But let's say you have a case where he lived between two mevayos, and he walked out the other way usually, not your way. But now you want to make erev with him anyway and let him walk out your way. That you can't do shloim medas. You're only allowed to do it without his consent if he is asering on you. It means it's shas adchak. But if it's not shas adchak, then you cannot do it. I'll show you it's a claw like that, because if not, there'll be a kasha shmuel. Here Shmuel says, Ishtoi could do a Erev without his consent. And we have a different Shmuel. Dama Shmuel, Echa b'nei Mavui, Shirogel ashtatif in b'nei Mavui. V'loi nashtatif, there was one of the b'nei Mavui that he usually did shituf with this alleyway, because that's where he walked out usually. He didn't want to be mishtatev. Rashi says he wanted to ask on them. He wasn't interested. B'nei Amavi go into his house. V'noitlim shitufa men of Al-Karchai. They take a shitufa of Al-Karchai. Tais speaks that it means you go to his wife. You take it from his wife. But it's mashma. Ruggle in. Only if that's the way he usually walks out and that's where he usually asks. Ruggle in. Shein ruggle. But if it's not the way he usually walks out, it's not the direction he usually walks out, you cannot do this forceful Erev. So what do you see? Shmam, you know, there's a difference between Osar and Loi Osar. That's what you see. It's Osar and Loi Osar. And if it's Osar, then you can take from his wife. If it's Loi Osar, you cannot take from his wife. Shaloi Medas, the Baal.